This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Filling the gaps is the focus of the Farm Service Agency under the direction of Administrator Zach Ducheneau. The administrator says the agency is trying to ensure all producers are served.
The secretary charged us with filling the gaps because the agency and the department had gotten real good about serving the producers that we know and have a lot of familiarity with, but there were a lot of producers maybe in the urban space, the innovative space.
He says that includes some groups that have not previously had access.
Some folks that are new to agriculture, or maybe in some of our underserved categories, veterans, women, minority producers, who haven't had a chance to develop the capacity to know how to meaningfully access our programs.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Get in the holiday spirit with exclusive savings on genuine Case IH parts, service, and gifts. Delight the kid and everyone with $20 off every $100 spent on Case IH toys. Get $10 off the purchase of Case IH rechargeable LED work lights. And give the gift of organization with 10% off Case IH tool storage products. Visit your Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield to save on genuine Case IH parts, service, and gifts.
As a lending cooperative owned by farmers, Farm Credit Mid-America is committed to securing the future of rural communities and agriculture. That's why our customers have had access to agricultural loans, leases, and crop insurance from a lender who has focused on farmers' futures for over a century. Visit us online at fcma.com to experience what it's like to work with a lender who understands farmers' needs. Loans and leases subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says a perfect example is a livestock indemnity program.
The enhancements we've made to that program started in 2021 with a tremendous and widespread drought in North Dakota. And livestock producers were forced with the proposition of, do I pay an exorbitant amount to haul feed in for my cattle, or do I sell my production livestock herd?
He adds that program is helping producers continue during the tough times.
Imagine if they'd had to sell that herd in light of what we're seeing for livestock prices today. I mean, I get a chill thinking about the opportunity that small investment of taxpayer resources has had on the gross domestic product for that locality, on those rural communities, on those producers, giving them an opportunity to pass that on.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.